88.3 Southern FM, news and information.
Tune to Melbourne Radio Southern FM, where you hear nothing but great music. 88.3 Southern FM.
Bulletproof.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Bobby Valentine Show here on Southern FM 88.3. Hope you're enjoying the day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, because it's a beautiful day out there in Melbourne. And it's 6 minutes past four, and I have a very excited young man in the next studio with the news that the shuttle is about to land. They've gone into their, what is it, Andrew? Their pre-orbit burn, and their descent to Mother Earth is imminent, or is underway, not imminent. Their arrival's imminent, is what. So we'll be crossing to Andrew about 4:30, and he's jumping up and down his cocker hoop at the moment, so it's very exciting. Oh, he's got maps and all sorts of things happening. And That looks like me flying into Los Angeles on QF4, mate. looking forward to that. That'll be a little bit of a different thing for the Bobby Valentine Show, and that's very exciting for all of us here.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.
And you've got the Bobby Valentine Show here on Southern FM 88.3. We're having a great day today. I've got, as I said, a very excited young man next door who's watching with bated breath the descent of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, and we'll be crossing to Andrew in just a few minutes to take us through the landing of what's a very historical event in NASA's history, because it's the last Space Shuttle mission, or the last Space Shuttle landing in the foreseeable future, with about, 27, with about 3 minutes to go before we cross to young Andrew, who's just cock-a-hoop next door. I thought this might be appropriate.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light-years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe.
Oh, that sounds like it's the end of our expanding universe. I didn't think it was supposed to happen until the end of... No, that was May the 21st, or the revised date is October the 21st, I think. I think I'm having a little bit of a problem with my USB drive today. It's just not being user-friendly. So we're just about to cross to Andrew anyway, and he'll be taking us through the final stages of the descent and the landing of the Space Shuttle Endeavour. Andrew, are you ready?
Yes, Bobby,
I am. Earth to Andrew, come in.
Yes, Space Cadet Andrew reporting.
Space Cadet indeed. Oh, so you were listening.
I was.
You're a bit excited, mate.
Oh, yes.
So I'll hand it over to you. You take us through these last stages of this very historical event, mate.
Yes, this is the final landing of the Space Shuttle Endeavour. It will be the second last landing in the Space Shuttle program. The Endeavour has been on a mission to the International Space Station and has been up there now for 15 days, 17 hours, 34 minutes and 5 seconds, 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 8 seconds. So there. It did the deorbit burn at 4:03, pretty much over Australia about 40 minutes ago, and then it entered the atmosphere at 4:03. At the peak heating during re-entry was at 4:12, and right now they should be hearing sonic booms across Florida as the shuttle roars across there at supersonic speeds. Touchdown is expected at 4:35 and 23 seconds. At the moment, as we are getting our vision from the Kennedy Space Center, we have the head-up display. It's a night landing there. It's 2:30 in the morning at the Kennedy Space Center, and we're going to bring up now the audio, the live audio from the astronauts and mission control. There are six astronauts aboard this mission.
Again, this is a view out the pilot, Greg Johnson's heads-up display as...
Sonic boom.
Those two pops we heard were the sonic booms that I mentioned. Those microphones for those sonic booms are beside the runway at the Kennedy Space Center.
Speed now. Mach 0.8, 522 miles an hour. Altitude 6.5 miles.
The crew members, as I said, were Mark Kelly.
Pilot Greg Johnson now taking control of the stick for a brief period.
Mark Kelly's wife, Gabby Gifford, was shot in Arizona some months ago.
Altitude 5.5 miles.
The pilot, as you heard, just taking
control. Endeavour, on at the 180.
Taking control there is Greg Johnson.
Space shuttle is on track at the 180-degree point in the heading alignment circle. All systems looking good.
Also aboard is Mike Fink, a mission specialist.
Altitude 23,000 feet.
Roberto Vittori.
13 miles to landing site.
He's a colonel in the Italian Air Force and works for the European Space Agency.
183 miles an hour. We're aiming for about 215 miles an hour for touchdown.
Endeavour, on at the 90.
Copy, on at the 90.
At the 90-degree point of the heading alignment circle, the shuttle is on course and on speed.
The fifth crew member is Drew Fustone. He's
a... Houston Endeavour, runway's in sight.
Copy Endeavour, runway in sight.
That's good news. That means the astronauts...
Tally-ho from the flight crew of the runway. I can see it in sight now. Speed now, 400 miles an hour. Altitude 2.2 miles, or 110,000 feet, 7 miles to the landing site.
So as I said, the fifth crew member is Drew Fustel. He's making his second space flight. He's aged 45. And the sixth crew member is Greg Sharmatov. He's a mission specialist as well, making his second space flight. He was born in Montreal in Canada, although he is an American citizen. And he's got a PhD in aeronautics and astronautics.
Altitude 1 mile, 4,200 feet.
And the astronauts have a very clear view of the runway now. In the landing
and
lights.
There is the runway.
The runway is lit up to assist them. And we now see it in an infrared view. The nose glowing white because
speed.
Of the heat of re-entry. And the main landing gear is down.
View of the Space Shuttle Endeavour as it's coming in for a landing. Gear down and locked.
Just meters above the runway now. 2 meters, 3 meters, 1 meter, and touchdown. It has touched down, left a plume of smoke behind it from the tires. Parachute has been deployed.
Parachute deployed by Greg Johnson.
We can see the flashing of the engine that generates the power for it.
And so after a
the auxiliary
journey
power
of
6.5
million miles, Endeavour landing in darkness, but illuminated by the ingenuity, dedication of every astronaut, scientist, engineer, flight controller, mechanic, and dreamer that helped it fly. The fleet's youngest ship completing its 122 millionth mile after its crew delivered an instrument to the International Space Station that will sift through the cosmic darkness for years to come.
Houston, Endeavour, we'll stop.
122 million miles flown during 25 challenging space flights. Your landing ends a vibrant legacy for this amazing vehicle that will long be remembered. Welcome home, Endeavour.
Yeah, thank you, Houston. You know, the space shuttle is an amazing vehicle to fly through the atmosphere, hit it at Mach 25, steer through the atmosphere like an airplane, land on a runway. It is really, really an incredible ship. On behalf of my entire crew, I want to thank every person that's worked for to get this mission going and every person that's worked on Endeavour. It's sad to see her land for the last time, but she really has a great legacy.
Great words. Thank you, Mark. And we will meet you and your crew on 5-3.
5-3.
The puffing you
and
can
so
hear
the
there.
Space Shuttle Endeavour touching down at Kennedy Space Center on time at 1:35 a.m. Central Time, 2:35 a.m. Eastern. Commander Mark Kelly guiding it to a very gentle touchdown on runway 15 at Kennedy Space Center Shuttle Landing Facility.
And the puffing you can hear is from the auxiliary power units, which are used to provide the power needed to operate the aeronautical systems and the aerolons and avalons and the
Endeavour's
speed brake.
Crew will now begin reconfiguring the space shuttle so that crews can get out there from the convoy and begin safing the vehicle.
Convoy Commander Endeavour, out of here.
Hey, Andrew, do they have to restock with, you know, Coke and stuff for the next flight? Or do the
Well, normally they'd take it back to the orbital processing facility. There they remove all the hazardous materials. Then they remove all the experiments and stuff. Then they check it all over to see what needs to be replaced. Hopefully not too much. And then they would, of course, then put in the new experiments, the new equipment, put on the new hazardous materials, the explosive materials and things like that, and then roll it out to the launch pad.
Okay.
And just right at this very moment, the last space shuttle, Atlantis, is rolling out to the pad. They started that rollout several hours ago, and it is now approaching the launch pad there at the Kennedy Space Center for its last flight, which is due in July.
Right. And is that the final flight of the whole program?
And that'll be the final flight of the whole program.
And what have they got planned after that? What comes next?
There's likely to be a commercial crewed vehicle. There's four companies have been given the go-ahead to develop a manned spacecraft, and when NASA will purchase services from those companies. In addition, they're also developing the Orion capsule, which originally was cancelled by President Obama, but then reinstated, but in a different way. And that will carry a crew of four up to the space station and could even carry them out as far as a near-Earth asteroid.
Right. Well, they do have to keep servicing the space station and all like that too, don't they?
Yes, they have to, and it'll be done now by the Russian Soyuz spacecraft, which has been flying ever since the 1960s, and also by unmanned craft from the European Space Agency, the automated transport vehicle, and from Japan, the HTV.
Oh, so the
but they're unmanned ones.
The space station employees are going to be enjoying a varied cuisine. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there'll be a lot of unemployed
there'll
people,
be
unfortunately.
Borscht and vodka one week and sushi the next. And
yes. That's right.
Fantastic. That was fascinating. That was terrific.
Yeah, so anyway, that has been our space show special of the landing of STS-130. for, which was the 134th shuttle mission, the 36th shuttle flight to the space station, and the 25th flight of the Space Shuttle Endeavour, the final flight of Endeavour. Right now, back to the Bobby Valentine Show.
Now, before you go, you're going to hate this bit of news, but a mate of mine actually has a ticket. He's a very wealthy man, and he actually has a ticket booked, a seat booked on the not the first. He's guaranteed within the first 10 flights into space on the commercial vehicle that you were talking about.
Can I have it?
I think it please, comes please. In at something like $2.5 million. So there's probably 2.5 million reasons that you can't have it. But there's a funny little aside to the story in that another friend of his who has also bought a ticket that is going to go with him on the same thing is that Bob turned around to him when they bought their tickets and said, "Oh, I've got a window seat and you haven't." Anyway, I thought we'd go back out with the same song that we came back in on. Thanks very much for sharing that with us. That was brilliant. I really enjoyed that, and I wish the listeners at home could have seen the vision of. It's a shame it was a night landing. That'd be fascinating to watch in the daytime.
Yes, it was. I saw the landing of STS-131 in April last year. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and look, I've learnt something today. I didn't even realise that you could get that live feed. So, what a shame I've discovered it, albeit too late. Anyway, here's the Monty Python crew again. This is especially dedicated to Andrew Rennie, and thanks very much for that, mate. It's terrific.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour. The galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light-years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space.